Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolam as Bill and Linda Bellingham as Faith. Episode 3, Youth and Consequences.
Oh, thank heaven for Shakespeare and Rossington Rovers.
Sometimes I worry about what goes through your mind during our most intimate moments.
Oh, wouldn't have any intimate moments. Well, not this evening, anyway, if Hannah wasn't watching The Merchant of Venice and Joe hadn't gone to football practice.
In that case, thank heaven for Shakespeare and
Rossington Rovers. What are you doing?
Oh, oh. Ta-da!
Oh, Bill! It's not my birthday till next week.
Ah.
How like you to want to start the celebrations early?
Actually, this is to celebrate something else.
Oh?
Look, I realise that nobody else is allowed to have celebrations in the immediate vicinity of your birthday.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Your beady look. But I have some news, insignificant though it is, of my own.
Go on, then.
Well, don't get too excited, my love.
Well, what is it?
I have been asked to help start another magazine in the group.
You mean as well as Vista?
Yes. I'm not sure of the market yet, but I think it will be a more youthful readership.
Cheers. Are you sure you're up to it?
How can you question my stamina after the shameless way you've been using my finely honed body this evening?
Finely honed what? Just a minute. I'm a lot stronger than you. Yeah, come on, put your glass down, come on. Fist up.
Faith, I'm fairly certain that arm wrestling is not considered a suitable postscript to a night of love. Oh, don't be ridiculous. You're a sturdy woman.
What? But,
well, I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Well, come on then, put your arm up.
Right.
Ow!
See?
Well, I wasn't ready.
Oh, not that old excuse.
Ouch. Oh.
Come on, stop being dramatic.
I've got pins and needles.
Nothing to do with me.
It must be.
Sign of age. First thing to go is the circulation.
Oh, are you trying to upset me so close to my birthday?
Perish the thought.
Then what I need is a brisk rub down by an ardent admirer.
Got anyone in mind?
So what would you like for your birthday?
Oh, nothing. Don't be daft.
Now, come on. After all, it's a big one, isn't it?
Oh, all right, Hilary. Don't you keep going on about it.
I've only mentioned it once. Does it bother you?
No. Actually, I can honestly say it doesn't bother me.
Good?
Probably because I still feel 18, except when I get the gas bill.
Is Bill going to take somewhere special?
Yeah, I don't know. He's not quite as obsessed with birthday celebrations as we are in our family.
It's not just birthdays. You even had a party when the cat got spayed.
Any excuse. I get it from my mother. If she isn't tripping over into Floramen on her birthday, we're all in trouble.
Did John spoil you on your birthday?
Ah, well, John was inclined to buy me something I needed.
Sounds ominous.
I don't think he ever understood I'd have preferred something useless, like a peach peignoir or a string of graded pearls.
Romance is so important, don't you think?
Oh, yes, I do. In fact, the last straw in our marriage was when he gift-wrapped an expanding ironing board with sleeve attachment.
It's the test of a man knowing what a woman wants.
How very true.
Never devote yourself to a man who suffers from emotional constipation, Faith.
How delicately put.
Look at me and Brian.
Oh, well, I thought we weren't likely to look at you and Brian ever again.
Exactly. I've been bruised, Faith.
I know.
That won't happen again.
That is rather a reckless statement, Hilary, considering your emotional history.
I do seem to fall for the wrong men, don't I?
You mean rogues, con artists and complete whims? No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, now I'm going to be unattached and float hither and yon.
Ah, but what happens the next time a fuse goes?
Home maintenance, of course. Local poly, 1986. I can mend a fuse.
Ah, yes, I'd forgotten that. Well, what if you get an airlock in the central heating?
1987, local councils beat the cowboys, course. You drain the system. I've done it.
Yeah, so you did. Redecorating the outside of the house.
Well, in that case, I'll hire someone to do it for
you. Ah, but that's where the problem starts.
Rubbish. I'm not going to commit myself to the first man who changes my fan belt.
You did once.
I was vulnerable. Anyway, it was raining and he had nice hands.
So you said.
Domestically, all I needed a man for was to investigate bumps in the night. But now I've enrolled for Taekwondo. I'll become cool and independent.
I shall be very interested to see that.
Don't worry about me. My heart is in cold storage for the time being. But I'll follow your romance with great interest.
Well, I'm not sure I fancy spectators.
Bill's a romantic, isn't he?
Only after a couple of pints.
He'll get you something glamorous for your birthday.
Let's hope so.
So come on, now what shall I get you?
Oh, something decorative, frivolous and completely useless.
My guys will
That'll do nicely. Hello, Joe.
Oh, Mum. It's parents' evening tonight. You shouldn't be drinking.
I am not drinking, Joe. I'm having a small glass of wine.
You haven't forgotten, have you?
Am I likely to forget that I'm about to be on the receiving end of a catalogue of abuse from your maths master? Not to mention your English teacher. Did you come to warn me what to expect?
No.
In fact, the only teacher who seems pleased to see me is your sports master.
That's because I'm an ace striker.
Well, that talent is going to be particularly useful in your quest to become a captain of industry.
That's your quest, Mum. I only fancy becoming a captain of Tottenham.
So, what do you want to tell me about parents' evening?
What are you going to wear?
What?
Not that, I hope.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not allowed to wear jeans in school, so why should you?
I hadn't planned to wear jeans. I was just interested in why you're so keen to organise my evening wear all of a sudden.
I just don't want you to look too trendy.
I see.
Robert's mum's really embarrassing. She wears a denim mini and a biker's jacket.
I thought she looked quite nice at the jumble sale. She certainly seems to be attracting customers to her Lucky Dip store.
It's not suitable for a mother.
Oh, and what is?
It's nothing in particular. Just don't look noticeable. Don't try and look young. You're too old for that.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
I didn't mean...
Pass me that tablecloth. I'll wear it as a shroud.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Hannah.
What are you two bickering about?
Oh, no, we're not bickering. Joe is just warning me against showing him up at the parents' evening.
Oh, well, I can understand that. Parents can be pretty embarrassing when they get out in public.
That's what I was telling her.
I don't know whether to be deeply hurt or thrilled that you've agreed on something at last.
Oh, you'd better get that. It might be the door.
It'll be Steve. Is Joe really worried about parents' evening?
Only about what I was wearing.
Well, it is important.
Oh, don't you start. Between you, you make me feel about 108.
Don't worry, Mum. Victoria saw us together the other day.
Who's Victoria?
It doesn't matter. Anyway, she said to me, your mum looks really good.
Oh, that's nice.
Very well preserved.
Thanks. Bill. Oh, didn't you get time to shave this morning?
Yes.
Well, your beard's growing faster then. Supposed to be a sign of virility. Bit scratchy, though. We'll just have to shave more often.
I chose not to shave.
Why?
It's fashionable to have a couple of days' growth.
This isn't Miami Vice, you know.
I just thought I'd try it, that's all.
What else have you been trying? Only you, smell a bit on the ripe side.
It's a new aftershave.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Why do you need an aftershave when you're not shaving?
Don't you like it?
It's a bit eye-watering. What's it called?
It's a name that's on everyone's lips.
Yes?
I can't pronounce it.
Bill, oh, you're not going to become one of those dreadful older men who go to see the Rolling Stones and wear denim leisure suits.
Denim is out.
Are you?
Of course not. But I have to blend in. I've moved into an open-plan office at the moment, and I need to be part of the action.
The last time I heard that was in a Cliff Richard film.
Faith, you don't understand.
I expect to hear those words from my son, but not from you.
I feel I've been letting things slip.
Apart from your waist and your hairline.
Some of us set trends and others follow.
And end up looking like a complete balloon.
It's about time I changed my image.
And what would that involve, pray?
Just a sharper, up-to-date style.
You mean you want me to press your hipsters?
I'm not going to show you what I bought if you're going to be like that.
All right, don't.
Aren't you interested?
Not in the least. What is it?
What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure Joe will like it.
It's not for Joe.
Who's it for, then?
Me.
You? Oh, I've never thought of you as a paisley waistcoat sort of man.
It's all the thing.
Who says?
Rachel. She also says thigh-high boots are coming back this season.
Oh, that'll suit you. Who's Rachel?
Oh, didn't I tell you?
No, I would have remembered.
Rachel is my new secretary.
New as in untouched and untried in the ways of the world?
She's 20.
That's new.
Actually, she's more my PA. That's personal assistant.
I do know.
She's going to be working with me on this new magazine. I've discovered who we're targeting. It's aimed at yibbies.
A new terrorist organisation?
It's an acronym, YIBIS. Young, Independent, Big Ideas.
Oh, that's why you've suddenly gone all groovy.
I'm preparing myself for the challenge.
And you've got your finger on the pulse of that market, have you?
With Rachel's advice, I can probably gauge the right buzz names.
Buzz names? You sound like Jonathan Ross.
Who?
Ask Rachel. Hilary, stop bouncing off the walls. You'll knock over my easel.
Sir.
I must finish this drawing. I've got a messenger coming to pick it up in a minute.
Sir.
Oh, stop saying that.
Sir, you know I wouldn't barge in on a working day normally. It's just that I'm so excited. I can't keep still. I feel like a teenager again.
You don't look as if you're coming out in spots.
I've got a new man.
Redecorating the outside of the house, is he?
Not all the time.
What do you mean?
Well, he does that as well.
As well as what? You were going to be Miss Independent 5 minutes ago.
In fact, he does all sorts of things for me.
I don't doubt it.
And he's young.
How young?
I prefer not to answer that on the grounds that you'd start having a go at me.
Hilary, you're not entering your Mrs. Robinson years, are you?
Not consciously.
When women get to a certain age, they can get a bit worried about hanging on to their youth, and sometimes it means that they take up...
You're going to say those words.
What words?
The first begins with T and the second with B.
Tea bags.
I know what you're thinking.
It hadn't even crossed my mind. I was going to say unsuitable partners.
If this is unsuitable, I'll take it.
I mean, what have you got in common? Where do you go? What do you do together?
He took me to see The Fine Young Cannibals at the Academy last night.
Good film?
Band? It's a rock band, eh?
I know it's a band. I'm the mother of a teenager, but I'm very surprised you do.
I didn't till last night.
The Academy, did you say? Hannah goes there. It's a teenage club, isn't it?
Not exclusively. Actually, he knows Hannah. He was her dinner monitor at school.
Hilary, there's young and there's beyond a joke. Do you mean to say you're going out with someone who was at school with my daughter?
He was in the upper six when she started.
You've got fillings older than he is.
Gideon's very mature for his age.
Is he mature enough to vote?
There's a lot to be said for the younger man.
Most of it by younger women.
He's a romantic. He treats them very well.
How did you meet this romantic adolescent?
Well, he also delivers the local paper, and he said he did odd jobs, and we just got chatting.
What a surprise.
He's just waiting for an opening in an oil company.
You're going out with a paper boy? Hill, how can you go out with someone who's too young to know the words to She Loves You?
He's heard of Paul McCartney.
And what was he doing the day Paul McCartney got married?
What?
Well, you were sobbing on your bedroom floor, shredding his photos. Gideon was probably throwing rice pudding out of his high chair.
Things change.
So now it's Fine Young Cannibals, is it?
They're very good.
I know. Hannah's got their album. God, that'll be the messenger for the artwork.
I'll answer it.
No, you stay there. He's probably young and vulnerable. I think you've done quite enough to narrow the generation gap for the moment.
Well, hello.
Oh. Hello, Liza. What are you doing here?
The managing editor is taking his design consultant out to lunch.
Oh? I thought he was taking you.
You never did take my career seriously, darling.
Neither did you. Why are you loitering?
I do not loiter.
Well, goodbye then.
Who are you meeting?
Joan Collins.
Très amusant. Well, it must be a woman, because you're wearing enough aftershave to stun a goat.
If I ever have any doubts about why we got divorced, I only have to wait for you to open your mouth, which is never more than a second.
Is it Faith?
Is who Faith?
The person you're meeting.
Ah, hello.
Hello.
Is this Faith's daughter?
No, this is Rachel, my new...
I'm terribly discreet. Won't breathe a word to Faith.
My new secretary.
Hi.
You're his technical advisor on this new teeny magazine, are you?
It's not a teeny magazine.
Research has shown that it's aimed at a major purchasing sector of the...
Bill and I used to be married, you know.
And now we're not.
That was way back before wet, dear.
Was it before the destabilization of the Middle East and the Six-Day War?
That sort of time.
You should get back. Rich is looking neglected.
Not half as neglected as you are these days. Were you shopping at Oxfam?
This waistcoat is all the rage. Rachel says so.
And you know about these things, being so young.
I did a course in fashion journalism, Mrs...
Miss Ferrari.
She changed her name by sticking a pin in Used Car Monthly.
Thank you, darling.
Well, we won't keep you, Liza.
I like your suit. My mum's got one like that.
You young girls are so lucky now. Makeup can make the most ordinary face look glamorous.
Liza.
I expect you've had advice on shading with that nose.
I'm quite happy with my nose.
I've always been so lucky with my bone structure, unlike some. That reminds me, how's Faith?
She's fine. And yes, she knows about Rachel.
Just as well to bring these liaisons out into the open right from the start. Women of her age can feel a bit threatened, I've heard.
Ready to order? Ah, happy family outing, no?
Definitely no, Pietro. Send a large G&T over to my table.
Down, up, left, right. Down, up, left, right.
Miss
down,
Pardoner,
ah, Bill! Oh, you're home, Annie.
Just as well. Another 10 minutes and you'd have disappeared in a pool of perspiration. You should be careful of exercise.
My age?
Well, I wasn't going to say at your age. I was going to say at the window. You'll frighten the neighbours. Oh, by the way, the magazine is sending me for a medical tomorrow.
See if your blood pressure can cope with the excitement of working with teenagers.
No. What's the matter?
Nothing. Hilary's got a toy boy.
What?
I mean, she's going out with one.
So are you. I've always gone for older women.
Bill, don't tease me.
Oh, don't lose your sense of humour, Faith. That's one of the things I love about you. In fact, that's the only thing I love about you.
Bill, what do I look like?
A bit peaky, but okay.
Peaky?
Ah, now the colour's coming back to your cheeks. You'll do.
For what?
Back row of the pictures.
People often say I look younger.
Than what, springtime?
Than my age.
Well, good. I'm never very good at guessing people's ages.
Bill, I'd like to be one of those smooth-skinned, agelessly chic women who attract admiring glances and get helped out of cars.
I've helped you out of cars?
I don't remember.
I'm not surprised. You were singing Carry Me Back to Old Virginia and accompanying yourself on the tissue and comb.
Was that at Marion's housewarming?
It was. Oh, I nearly forgot.
It's not my birthday till next week.
Oh, this is not a birthday present.
Oh, it's a vest. A very short vest and knickers.
It's a set of underwear. I bought it at one of those shops at the station.
It's not very frilly.
Frilly is not fashionable. Smooth outline. Sporty is fashionable.
Rachel says, does she?
Well, yes. You don't like it, then?
I'm sure Hannah will. It's just not me.
Why?
It's a bit young and insubstantial. And I'm not young and insubstantial.
I should have known it was a mistake when the assistant asked me what size my daughter was.
Bill, you don't think I'm past it, do you?
Depends what you're overtaking.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sensitive. I'd love to have the body of Jamie Lee Curtis.
So would I.
What about this?
Oh, I wouldn't if I was you, Mum.
Why not?
It smacks of desperation.
Does it?
You don't need to dress like Madonna. In fact, it would be a serious mistake.
Yes, but Hilary's bound to be wearing something youthful.
God, you two are pathetic. Why can't you act your age?
I can. But Hilary is going out with someone young enough to be my nephew. I don't want to look like his auntie at the dinner table.
Bill will be there. He looks much older than you.
Oh, thanks. You're talking about the man I love.
Thanks. I don't know why you're going out to dinner with them. You won't enjoy it. He's a creep, Gideon.
Is he?
Yeah. He always used to pinch my chips at lunchtime, and he thought it was God's gift to schoolgirls.
Well, now he's God's gift to Hilary, it seems.
I can't believe Hilary's dumb enough to fancy him.
Oh, Hilary's not dumb. It's just that women do strange things at certain ages, Hannah.
They certainly do. Look at you in that skirt.
You're right. Just because Bill will be wearing his elderly swinger's waistcoat and Hilary and Gideon will be looking like Sonny and Cher...
Who?
...doesn't stop me from being dignified.
Exactly! You're really good-looking, anyway. Just wear something classic. You know it suits you.
You must have a wonderful mother to have brought you up so sensitive and charming. Pass me that jersey two-piece.
That's much better.
There. Now at least I look like mutton dressed up for an evening out.
Gideon's deeply into the world's oil supply.
How deeply? Up to his knees?
really, I've always found the oil business fascinating, I must say.
Oh, I'd like to hear your views on the Suez crisis at some time, Bill. Were you working in newspapers at the time?
Oh, yes, were you, Bill? Do tell.
The only newspaper I was working in then was papier-mâché. I'd only just mastered joined-up writing.
So you didn't do national service, then?
Aren't these flowers lovely on the table, Hilary?
Yeah. Beth's got a birthday next week.
Oh, yeah.
She thinks it's important to celebrate them properly. Don't you agree, Gideon?
He hasn't had enough birthdays to form an opinion.
At my last birthday, we had a really wild party.
Sticky cakes and pass the parcel.
We drank gallons of lager, got really drunk, and played all these old records.
I don't want to hear the next bit.
Like the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan.
Oh, God, no, not that ancient. Boy George and the Clash.
Gosh, it's past our bedtime. Would you like me to help you to the car, Faith?
We haven't settled the bill yet.
It's okay, it's on me. I mean, us.
Yeah, it's on us.
Well, thanks very much. You sure you can afford it with just your paper wrap?
Oh, Bill's little joke.
That's what I love about these two. They've got such a great sense of humour.
Well, you've got to have a sense of humour once the looks have gone, haven't you?
I think Bill's got a smashing face. Sort of lived in.
Well, not so much lived in as vandalised.
Gideon's got quite a sense of humour too, haven't you, Bill?
I hadn't noticed.
This is a surprise, Gideon. Are you looking for Hilary?
No.
Only she's not here. I'm working, actually.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, it's okay. I'm just doing some sketches for a travel brochure.
Ah, you're a very good artist.
Well, thanks.
I was thinking of going to art school, but I didn't get it together.
Oh, I see.
Hannah was always good at art when I was at school.
She still is. She'll be home soon.
How soon?
I'm not sure.
She got a boyfriend?
No one special.
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
She goes round in a sort of group. Everyone seems to at your, her age. I expect you used to.
I'm more into one-to-one relationships.
How interesting.
I like female company.
Well, of course, you've got Hilary now.
I'm still looking for the perfect woman.
Well, you've come to the wrong house here.
I don't think so.
Hannah's got exams at the moment.
Is she?
I don't want her suffering any emotional crises.
Well, I should think she's fairly mature.
In some ways, she's not much more than a child.
She's a very attractive girl.
I don't want Hilary upset.
Just like her mother.
Well, thank you. But I'd rather you didn't ask Hannah out.
I don't intend to.
Oh, that's all right then. Would you like a coffee?
Yeah.
Right. How is your relationship with Hilary?
Oh, I think we're just playing with each other.
Do you? Or more important, does she?
She knows the score. That's what I like about mature women.
What, the fact that we're good at keeping score?
Amongst other things. I was watching you at dinner the other night.
That's not difficult, as we sat opposite each other.
Bill's a very lucky man.
So I keep telling him.
You have wonderful eyes.
Are there still girls who fall for that old line?
That's what I mean about mature women. You'd never get a young girl laughing when I'm chatting her up.
Is that what you're doing? Chatting me up?
I hope so. I think we could have a really good time together.
Doing what?
You know.
No, I don't. Picking buttercups, dissecting frogs, analysing the lyrics of Maurice Chevalier.
I just find you very attractive.
Oh! Gideon, you're squashing my acrylic paints.
I didn't mean to rush things.
You could have moved with all the speed of a snail with gout. It wouldn't alter a thing.
What?
I am very flattered, Gideon, but I am in love with Bill, and you're young enough to be my brother. This is a very polished performance, almost as if you made a career of it.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Hello, Hannah. Long time no see.
Isn't this a surprise? A friend from school. I expect you young people will have lots to talk about.
Got an aspirin.
Why?
Well, they have this music going all day in the office.
Can't you tell them to switch it off?
Part of the image, apparently. You have these blokes that are hardly shaving, milling around in suits that need ironing.
Poor Bill.
Waving file faxes around and telling me we have to promote a young, aware image for the magazine.
Hence the music.
Hence the headache.
What's that in your hand?
Nothing.
Grecian 2000?
Somebody sent a sample into the office.
Things have gone too far. Take off that daft jacket.
It's Jean-Paul Gaultier.
I don't care if it's Jean-Paul Belmondo. It doesn't suit you.
You're right. Is there anything worse than a man trying to look younger than his years?
Yes, a man trying to look younger than his years and feeling sorry for himself.
Don't worry, I've taken steps to remedy the situation.
Oh yes, what have you done?
Well, I may be going against the trendy tide, but I am not an open-plan sort of bloke.
So?
I told Richard I'd still edit the new magazine, but I want my own office back, complete with restful watercolours and Vivaldi tapes.
Great.
My headache's going just thinking about the peace and quiet tomorrow.
Oh, Bill, I'm so lucky to have you.
You make it sound as if I'm about to pop off.
Well, I could have had someone like Gideon.
Did you?
Yes, very easily.
Look, I've been thinking about your birthday.
Have you?
It's difficult to think about anything else with the placards you've got all over the house.
Yes, but you'd hate yourself if you forgot.
And how would we explain my injuries to the neighbours? Anyway, I want to get you a special present.
Well, something arrived for me earlier today, actually.
Oh, let's see it.
I sent it back. Wasn't what I wanted. But it's the thought that counts, isn't it?
Not if I think of the wrong thing. So, what do you really want?
You.
Oh, you will go for the really expensive luxury items, won't you?
It's all I want. Just you. Do you want me?
Of course.
How do I look?
Ravishing. Absolutely ravishing. I was just about to say how terrific you look in that green...
Blue?
In that blue dress. I noticed it immediately. Makes you look younger. What's this?
Came for you. It's a card from your medical. Evidently you failed the eye test.
Who said that?
In Youth and Consequences, you heard James Bolam as Bill, Linda Bellingham as Faith, Celia Imrie as Hilary, Belinda Lang as Liza, Kelda Holmes as Hannah, and Mark Denham as Joe. Rachel was played by Rebecca Front, and Gideon and the Waiter by Ian Target. Second Thoughts was written by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, and produced by Seanette William.